Good afternoon, we are here, give us a moment. It is December the 8th, 2012, and let us begin. There is this idea that you are all moving quickly towards some event. And we would say there's more than one event. There are as many events as there are stars in the heavens. And we don't say this to frighten you, we say this to sort of let you know that events are going to be very common. And what do we mean by that? Well, some of these events are going to be things that are not so wonderful, earthquakes and this sort of thing, but they are occurring in parts of the world. Some are going to be wonderful, the Supreme Court taking on marriage rights and same-sex marriages and such, and they will be odd or potentially strange, like Chris Christie possibly becoming a Democrat or things of this sort. And so there are all of these different types of events. Some are fearful, some are wondrous, some are beyond comprehension, and some are commonplace. But they are all events, and they are really on the uptick. If you could look at them, it is like a growth curve. You are seeing more and more and more of them. Now, it is not coincidence that at this time you all have the internet, because the internet allows you to sort of keep your finger on the pulse of all of this. Where there was a time many years ago where certain events of great catastrophe could go unnoticed for a long time. There was the Krakatoa east of Java volcano explosion that some in the world did not know about for days. Took that long for that the information back then to find its way around the world. Today, it is nearly instantaneous. And we would say it is even faster than that. What we mean by this is that some of you are picking it up. Many of you are picking it up in your energetic field before it happens. You might ask us, how is that possible? Well, many things that occur in the physical have already had their precursors in the realm that is called the astral. And so that is why we would suggest many of you start to really think about your dreams. Because it is in that dream state that you are reading the astral. You are in the astral and you are seeing events coming. And some of them, like we were saying earlier, can be frightening, but some of them can be wondrous. Some of them can be not to be missed, like watching an eclipse or something. Understand? And so as you find yourself feeling this sense of urgency, because you are feeling it, all of you are feeling it more and more and more, particularly as December 21st comes along, and all of this focus on the alignment with the galactic plane and is occurring, but there is this quickening that this event is bringing to the planet. And so it is really a wonderful time, but like the Chinese said, may you live in interesting times, it was considered not a good omen. Well, of course, there is so much going on that depending on your focus, it can appear to be very, very chaotic. It can appear to be very scary and frightening. But it really gets down to where are you focused? Where are you putting your attention? Because one of the things we have said many times, those who have been listening to us for some time now will know, is that you are in a battle for consciousness. That is really what the politicians and the companies and such that wish to sell you things, they are all trying to capture your consciousness. And if they can do it with a movie, or if they can do it with an item, some sort of new gimmick, some new trinket or whatever, they will do it that way. If they can do it with fear and with concerns over fiscal cliffs and such, they will do it that way. If they can do it with fear of plagues and such, they will do it that way. In other words, it is an attempt to sort of steer your consciousness. Why would someone care to steer your consciousness with such determination? It's because your consciousness is very valuable and very powerful. And so we would suggest that those of you who are feeling the pressures sort of pull back a little bit and try to simplify your concerns, your interests, your focus. Understand? If you are overly focused, say, on fracking, oh, fracking's awful, fracking's terrible, pull back for a time. The world will not collapse if you are not focused on fracking. But you may find that there are other things pulling at your consciousness. Things that are more uplifting and more important to you in the moment. Now, why are we saying this now? Because this is that fluid time we've spoken about over the years. You are in it now. And so this is not the time to go unconscious. This is the time to sort of say, okay, wake up call, alarm clock's playing, get up. Get up. And really wonder about where you have been led to focus and where you feel most pulled internally to focus. Our vehicle has found a lot of focus of late having to do with nature, having to do with nature spirits and the gardening and all of this sort of thing, much against his interest. He's not really interested in these things, but they are being brought to his attention through circumstances that he seems to not be able to control. And yet, really, it is an attempt to, what is the word for it? Respond to his interest. He puts out there that he doesn't want to miss what's important and he wants to be involved, and so all of a sudden all of this push for learning about the environment and trees and the nature spirits and the gardening finds itself in his world. And he says, oh no, this is not what I was asking for. And it's exactly what he was asking for. But he did not know it. Because he has been asking for what is important to come to him. And then this comes to him, and he's like, no, that's not important. Judging. And so let us say that many of you have a lot of that kind of thing coming at you, that you're saying, oh no, I don't want to be involved in that. And really it is answering some of your questions. And now, if you really find yourself in a situation where you are concerning yourself with things that are not uplifting, take it back to your original question. Take it back to your original intention and see if you haven't been sloppy, unsophisticated or whatever in your intending. There's a wonderful sort of joke that our vehicle tells about the person going to the shrine in Central America, where he wants the spirit of the shrine to cure his hand. And he says to the shrine, he says, God, make my hand that is all crinkled like the other hand. And his other hand gets crinkled. He says, make my hand like the other one. Instead of being focused and saying, heal my hands, his focus got both hands crinkled. It's a joke. But it is very similar to what some of you are doing. You are asking for things more in the way don't happen instead of asking what you want to happen. And there's a wonderful examples of this in the movie The Secret. If you've not watched The Secret, make an effort. It is a wonderful movie, particularly at this time, that is full of ideas and information about how you create your reality. And we would say you get what you want and you get what you fear. So stop fearing and start wanting. You want to win lotto? Start wanting to win lotto. If you want to have the dinar revalue and return to a previous state, intend it. In other words, the fiscal cliff is really just put out there to focus your fears. See it as the fiscal ramp to prosperity. See it as something else. In other words, re-examine it and re-script it to be more of an uplifting event than those who are trying to turn it into the end of the world, another form of end of world. It is really that kind of focus that affects everything. Really. And you're probably saying, some of you, I've been doing this. Yes, fine. But now spread it out a little bit. Tell your friends. In other words, go find someone you can enlighten with this. You don't have to beat them up and proselytize. Just sort of seek out that person that is very fearful and see if you can wake them up gently to their power and their divinity. Because you are all a spark of divinity. And it is those in charge that want you not to believe it. They want you to think you are very ordinary, unpowerful creatures. Nothing could be further from the truth. So wake up, if you're not already awake. And if you are awake, stay awake. And focus on what you are most interested in having happen, not what you are most interested in not happening. Very good. It's been our pleasure.